This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's bringing back some support to the cattle markets?
Well, I don't know if there was any one thing in particular, Leslie. We did see mixed trade throughout the day. There was times it looked like we was going to have a strong move to the upside. Other times it looked like it was not going to hold us. We went negative. But by the end of the day, we stayed on the positive side in the cattle. There was no help from boxed beef today as we was down 11 cents on the choice. We was down 60 on selects. Had a movement of 96 loads. Saw a kill of 109,000 head of cattle. There just was no fresh news out there, quiet in our feed yards. We did see on the pork side down $1.39 on the pork cuts, and we saw triple-digit losses in the lean hog futures today. On the close, August live cattle were $1.05 higher. October live cattle, $0.67 higher. August feeders up $0.85. October feeders up $0.57. And October lean hogs down $2.32.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Wheat farmers, choose a proven winning variety that's thrived in almost every challenging environment. Choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher is a durable descendant of Duster and leads the pack in forage production, disease resistance, and grain yield. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, neighbors, I'm pleased that Winfield and its Cropland seed brand is a sponsor of my daily email. When making seed decisions, Cropland by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies. Winfield's answer plot locations across the Southern Plains region give farmers the ability to see realistic crop scenarios in action, from seed placement and rotation strategies to nutrient applications and crop protection. Crop Plan by Winfield, a sponsor of our daily email.
Tom, what's leading to the mixed trade in the grain markets?
Well, it's interesting today that our wheat market, Leslie, showed the best upside. Now, it faltered going into the close today as we just barely stayed positive in Kansas City, and even Chicago came off their highs. The corn and the soybeans, on the other hand, spent most of the session trading negative and closed negative. Export sales were friendly for the wheat and the soybeans, but very disappointing for the corn. And when you get past that, there was really nothing else to talk about in this market. On the close today, we did see September KC wheat unchanged. December KC up a quarter of a penny. September Chicago wheat was 5 cents higher. September corn down 3 cents. December corn down 2 3/4. September soybeans closed 6 3/4 lower, with November beans down 10 cents and December cotton down 12 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.